Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Michael Wald again, the blood detective, and welcome to Ask the Blood Detective. Now, many of you have sent me emails regarding topics, and I've decided, given the disproportionate amount of interest in detoxification, that I'd better do a show on detox. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. So the title of today's talk is Detox Disaster, or really Detox Deception, because to be completely straightforward, there are lots of lies, just outright lies and ignorance regarding what detoxification is and the process. And some of you are thinking, well, who is this blood detective guy thinking that he knows what detoxification is? Well, I'll tell you what. After having heard this 15-minute or so short segment, you let me know what you think, okay? This is all about information, and for what it's worth, I've been doing detoxification programs on my clients, working with them for over 25 years. I grew up in a family of natural healthcare people, so I've lived this stuff, I've practiced this stuff. So let's see what this information is worth. So I'm going to speak about the importance of detoxification, at least how I view it. You know, why detox in the first place? Well, why should someone even think about that? I mean, in traditional medicine, there's no conversation of detox, and when they do speak about it, they mean drug detoxification of, you know, of medications, or I should say drugs that cause reliance. That's a whole different thing. So how does one detox? And I think importantly, you know, what detoxification is not, that should certainly be spoken about. Well, first thing is, anyone listening to this show simply knows that we live in a very toxic world. The environmental impact studies clearly show a consistent worsening of toxins that have accumulated and continue to accumulate in our oceans, our rivers, lakes, our watershed, our air, soil, foods, and yes, ultimately in our bodies. There was a study that measured the types and number of toxins found in the average woman's breast tissue. And what was uncovered was just unbelievable, unthinkable. There were thousands of known toxins, and many of these toxins were known carcinogens, meaning they promoted cancer. So let me stop for a second. Let me first define, what is a toxin anyway? What is this? For those of you who really don't know, fundamentally speaking, a toxin is an unwanted substance. There are toxins that we are exposed to from the outside world, known as exotoxins, and then there are toxins that the body actually makes as a natural course of living and physiology called endotoxins. And endotoxins are also made abnormally by, let's say, certain bad bacteria in our guts, and also the breakdown of different tissues, and also through the detoxification process itself. So we need to realize that all organs detoxify. Every cell pumps out waste, and that is detoxification. And we talk about how the liver is the major organ of detoxification, and you know, that's like saying, what's the major limb on the body? Is it the right leg, the left leg, the right arm? You know, I suppose we could choose which is the major one based on, you know, whether or not we're right-handed or we, I don't know, for some other reason. My point is this: it's all important, and we must realize that the cardiovascular system detoxifies, the gastrointestinal system detoxifies, the lymphatic system detoxifies, the respiratory system, so detoxification is a wide body process. So we can't be holistic in one sense and claiming that the body is all connected, which of course it is, and then say, well, this is the most important organ of detox, except when it actually is. Sounds like a contradiction? Just keep listening. So let's get back to this whole toxin thing found in women's breast tissue. So we know that that was an example of how our exposure to increasing levels of toxins in our environment and ultimately, you know, in our body has created really what's turned out to be a record high incidence of allergies, asthma, and degenerative diseases, including autoimmune diseases and even diabetes, the blood sugar disease. So, you know, diabetes was once thought to be, you know, genetically predisposed, which it is, and also the environment washes over our genes, and if we're genetically predisposed to a thing, could have a condition show up either earlier in our lives or later in our lives. But we also know that toxins now in the environment can make their way into the pancreas, which is the organ that makes insulin, and degenerate what are called the beta cells. Those are the cells in the pancreas that make insulin and therefore can cause diabetes. And this is a big deal. This is not just a holistic concept. This is actually now found in medical journals. So we need to realize that beyond diabetes, many health problems, many symptoms, mild things like fatigue and mild headaches, they can all be signs of toxins or toxin accumulation. When toxins accumulate in the body faster than the body can get rid of them, a person becomes toxic. And they could show symptoms of toxins along the way, in the form of, again, eczema or sluggishness or low body temperature, for example, or they can show it in the form of any major disease. You name the disease, there may be a toxic connection to that, or a person might not show any toxic symptoms until they're riddled with cancer metastasis. So if we're looking for symptoms all the time to tell if we should do a detox, we might die waiting. So that I would not suggest. Now, the importance of nutritional detoxification, I don't think, could be overemphasized in terms of its impact upon the quality of our lives and disease risk. I've had too many patients over too many years do detox programs and do very, very well in terms of health, which means they not only feel better, but their abnormal laboratory tests, reliable laboratory tests, improve. And if you do not have a baseline of specific toxin levels, for example, but not just the toxin, not just the metal, for example, the toxin, but also how has it impacted any number of organ systems, you simply cannot know if you're doing yourself any real good. Once again, you can't rely on, oh, I feel great. So the term nutritional detoxification, what I'll abbreviate as just detox, is the most commonly used term to describe the process or the removal of unwanted substances. Now, there are the use of chelators, which is from the Greek word claw, to chelate, to latch onto, and they are in the form of various amino acids like EDTA, for example, DMPS, and these molecules bind to toxins and bring them out of the body. But that's very different than improving the health of an organ system or systems so that the body itself can produce any number of chemicals and move around organs in such a way that they remove toxins either out of our skin, through our breath, through our urine, and through our feces. Those are the main ways that toxins are removed. And it depends on what toxin or toxins we're speaking about in terms of what methods of detoxification we need to use. For example, if someone has very, very weak kidneys or diseased kidneys, we would not want to remove toxins through the kidneys. We'd have to use nutritional elements, nutritional compounds in diet, for example, exercise, in ways and other detoxification methods, in ways that avoid stressing out that organ. This is a concept almost never considered by nutritionists and some naturopaths and physicians and other sorts of healthcare providers that are simply not sophisticated enough to know how to assess this. So we've got a lot of nonsense going on, which is what I meant by detox deception or disaster. So we now know that toxins are essentially unwanted substance, and they, as I said earlier, they're both made in the body and they're also taken into the body from one's outside environment. Toxins come in many forms, and they require very special attention in terms of how they are removed. So why detox in the first place? And, what are some types of toxins? Well, first of all, in my 25-plus years of clinical experience, I've helped perhaps thousands of patients through individual detoxes. A detox does not have to make you feel sick. These are silly myths. How they got started, I'll never know. But a person can be proved to detox through various tests showing that they're dumping tons of toxins, and they feel quite fine during that process, and other times they don't. So, we just don't want to get stuck in these cliches of what detox has to be. I had a patient who was told that she was detoxing, but she was actually dying of cancer metastasis to her lungs. So, we cannot go by symptoms alone. So, why would someone choose detox? Well, number one, they want to prevent disease, and they want to treat disease or what we call dis-ease, that process that leads to the disease process. And these are all very valid. And I think, yes, people can go through several days or even several weeks of a very, very focused, more intense detox effort. But detoxification for long-term health and well-being, which means improving the quality and perhaps the quantity of our lives, has to be something we do pretty much on a daily basis. That means adopting certain health patterns. And by the way, folks, I'm not talking about the cliche health patterns. You know, eliminate the refined and processed carbohydrates and eat organic as much as you can and avoid GMO foods and don't eat trans and saturated fats and don't eat refined and processed sugars. Of course, we don't want that junk. Yes, we want to juice. Yes, we want to eat locally grown foods and organic foods as much as possible. But if you have a special nutritional need or nutritional needs or health need, you have to base your daily efforts and your detox efforts on that. I have too many patients that see me after decades of trying detoxification, and they end up with chronic health problems and outright diseases, and they wonder why it happened to them. They've always eaten and practice lifestyle measures that should, at least if you listen to everything you read and hear about in the natural healthcare community, they should live until they're 150, but they don't. So between this show today and the next one or two shows, that depends on your feedback in terms of how far we'll go with this concept, I'm going to discuss all of this. And I invite you to go to my blog on my website at www.intmedny.com or theblooddetective.com and let me know your thoughts. So the patient suffers from a condition or they suspect that they have one or more toxins in their body, and let's say heavy metals, lead, mercury, cadmium, aluminum, and they have heard that vitamin C detoxes these metals or chlorella, for example. If you actually have a true toxic accumulation of these metals, you are not going to remove all of these by taking grams and grams of vitamin C or taking chlorella. Am I saying that these nutritional natural products are useless for the removal and binding and elimination of toxins? I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is they won't really work for a significant amount of toxins. And how would you know if they did? We need to test. And by the way, forget hair analysis. For those of you who are thinking, well, I did a hair analysis. Well, that'll tell you the toxic and nutritional levels in your hair, but not necessarily in any organ, and it is not a functional test. During the next show, I'm going to review many different tests and many different types of detox methods and blow the silly ones right out of the water and tell you how you actually know that you are detoxifying. So, to summarize, number one, how do you know you're detoxifying? You need to do different tests to know it. They have to be reliable tests. They need to be performed over a period of time so you see a pattern of toxin removal. Is there any single one detox test that's better than others? Well, no. In the case of metals, for example, there's this argument that urine is a better measure. It's not. Things come out in the urine, but we also might have them accumulated in tissues, like a red blood cell, or maybe the toxin is in the plasma. So we've got three different tissues right there, the red blood cell, the plasma, and the urine. And unless they're all three are clear of toxin, we can't say that any one is better than another. I hear this all the time, even on a professional level as I teach seminars. So once again, thank you so much for joining today. Stay tuned with us next time as I continue to dispel the detoxification disaster and the myths involved in this and what to do about it, how to live better. My name is Dr. Michael Wald, and I'm the Blood Detective, and you can reach me at Integrated Medicine of Mount Kisco at 914-241-7030. Go to my website and blog. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook, www.intmedny.com or blooddetective.com. Thanks so much. See you again soon.